get everybody up to speed on what we're trying to do and get the young guys involved and get them caught up to speed on everything going on and try to get better. That's all we're working on.
I mean, on the positive side, it looks like you got to throw Murphy and Jordan again into Randall more. I mean, did you like what you saw from the kid?
Yeah, I thought, hit Lewis on a deep one. Got Ruben in there, got Jernigan some catches. So, you're getting everybody in there, getting them a lot of reps, getting on time with them. So, we're always going to get better. Whoever's on the field, we're going to expect them to go out there and play at a high level. And, so I think the more guys you have who are experienced and ready to play different positions, the better off we're going
to
be.
Is there part of you that would like to take it slow with Hakeem? And, I mean, you have an awful lot of time yet to make sure he's just ready?
Yeah, I mean, you want to make sure you guys are healthy at the start of the year, and that's always the number one thing. But there's also you got to get some work also, and we need to improve. We got to rep things. We got to make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure we're playing at our at our best, and that involves being healthy, and also involves practice and getting reps.
Tom sounded like he was a little surprised that he expected Hakeem to get here. Did you expect him to be here?
I had no reason to think he wasn't going to be here. Say that.
Disappointed that he is.
No, I mean, hey, I'm going about my business and working, and so hopefully, we'll have as many as our guys who are going to be playing for us this season out there working and trying to get better.
Eli, how much of anything of the new season's offense have they already installed or gone over with you, and how much tweaking do you expect from the basic offense that you used to run?
It doesn't sound like there's going to be a whole lot of tweaking. We kind of have our offense, and we've had success. We've done a lot of good things. There'll always be new plays, always be plays that you put in, each week for specific teams or some base plays that you're trying to run more. But it's really, more about, let's get better at the things that we do. Let's look at last year, what plays were working, what plays were not working, and were there reasons. And sometimes you have a play that, you kind of look at it on paper and you say, well, we didn't have very good success with this play, but you watch it on film, you say, well, we had opportunities. We had guys open, and maybe there's a protection, or maybe there's a drop, or maybe, I threw a bad ball. So you like to kind of see the reasons why maybe you didn't have success on certain things. Say, hey, the concept's still good. We just got to execute a little bit better.
Is that what you get out of OTAs personally before you guys get into camp?
Well, OTAs is really about, just getting back into, my rhythm and working on my mechanics, making sure everything's sharp, making sure all the guys just have a great feel of the concepts, what we're doing, really kind of slow things down, talk to them, watch the film with them, make sure everything's where it needs to be. The routes are at the right depths, the right angles, kind of working on the little things, make sure all those things are sharp and being done perfectly. Because really at the beginning, you're running our basic plays that are always in every year that, we're not trying to overload things, just trying to get, everybody up to date, all the, rookies and guys that have been here 1 year, kind of make sure they relearn everything, kind of hear it from the beginning and make sure they have a great understanding of what we're trying to do.
So from your perspective, is it almost good to not have Nick's Andrews here?
You still got to work on your timing. You still got to work on the basics, and everybody needs it. I need the basics. I need to, how many times have I thrown a hitch in my life or a curl route? But I still got to do it. I still got to get those things and work them. But it is good, to have other guys in there running, running routes and getting your timing down with other guys. That's how you look at it. But you still like to have all your guys out there. We all need to work. We all need to practice. We all need to improve on things.
When you look at how uncertain the wide receiver situation is, new tight ends, what challenges does that pose for you to bring so many guys up to speed?
Well, that's each year you're gonna have challenges. Each year you're gonna have new guys in there. You're trying to get up to speed, or you're trying to get them to perform and throw as much at them and see how quickly they can adapt and grasp things. And that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes it challenging. That's what keeps me going every year. If there was not a new guy and you didn't have something to work on and something to challenge someone else and challenge myself, it wouldn't make it as fun. But I enjoy the challenges. I enjoy teaching our offense to new guys and getting them to when it finally starts to kick and, get them understanding and you start making plays and you start, they kind of learn one part of it and then you kind of go into the next part and you get more advanced. So those are things I enjoy doing.
Eli, we're restricted to the port, so we were kind of blocked down. All we saw is that all of a sudden Henry was down and then he was caught at all. What did you see?
I didn't see. I kind of handed the ball off and just saw him on the ground after. So I don't know exactly what happened. I hadn't seen the film yet. So hopefully, I don't know how severe the injury is. So hopefully it's not too bad and he can be back, either for the spring or at least for training camp. So I don't know the results yet.
Crazy how these things happen, though.
OTAs.
You got burned last year with Knicks getting hurt too.
Yeah, you hope they don't happen, but that's just football. It wasn't a hit. No one's going down, but you're running around, you're making cuts, and unfortunately sometimes you have some injuries. Hopefully it's a minor one.
Thank you.